time ago in the county Mayo, this story it first began. Before this land, it was finally cured by the first economical plan. A brave young man had to leave his home and sail far over the sea, but he got well paid on the job and he stayed on the shores of America. He got on very well, but he sent nothing home, and his mother began to think that maybe he ran away with the blonde or he spent all his money on drink. She wrote him a letter inquiring the news and sent it straight away, and upon the cover she carefully wrote to me son in America. Westman collected the letter she wrote, and he drove in his van to Cork, where he placed it on board of a ship in a cove that landed in New York. It's there with the whiskey and everything else, the mailbags lay on the quay, and among the rest was a letter addressed to me son in America. And American postman, I needn't relate, they are all like me and you, but when at last to this letter they came, they didn't know what to do. They looked up all the official lists, but these had nothing to say, 'cause there was no directory to help them to find a son in America. So it lay around the office for years and years, and it gave all the boys to laugh, until one day it found some use in training of the staff. To every new postman who came on the job, it was shown as example A, that was insufficiently addressed to me son in America. But the son, he got older and wiser too, and one day to himself he said, oh, how are things going with the mother at home, and is she alive or dead? He walked round the block to the chippy, over he stood with his cap in his hand. By any chance there'd be a letter for me from my mother in Ireland. Kira, Shinan Litterana. Shilim Gurkatan Litteri. Sir, and here it is, been waiting for you to call. When you someone someday will come from Cork or Old Donegal, from the 200 million that's living now in the whole of the USA, for mother in Ireland we finally found a son in America.